wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Finally, okay, we've been teasing this episode for, I think, 14 years, but it's finally a time to do our Hulk Hogan in memorial episode. No, I just thought about that.
Yeah, you definitely would be the Hulk Hogan fan.
Oh, well, we did one for Macho, and then regrettably, we did one for Ultimate Warrior. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Still, Warrior.
He sucks. I don't know. He's a terrible wrestler.
Yeah. And but, person.
Yeah, he's garbage. He's garbage all around, just like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. So, but and Hulk
Carter seems really easily able to look by. Yeah,
Joe Biden is the Hulk Hogan of wrestlers, or whatever. But they're like the most centrist, boring person. That's Hulk.
Oh, Hulk Hogan's not a centrist.
No, but as far as a wrestler goes, like he's so vanilla. Hulk Hogan is such a vanilla favorite. He's just like the when you think of wrestling, Hulk Hogan. You know, like.
I don't know if Biden's anyone's favorite. This is just generic. Terrible.
He's so generic. I'm not talking about what you think about Biden. He is just a centrist blob of boring nothingness. Like, I'm not talking about people liking him or nothing. Just he's vanilla, I guess I'm saying. Hulk Hogan is just so vanilla. He's just the most bland wrestler. Like, who else would be? Maybe it's a bad comparison, I guess.
Bob Buckland? Wait, Backlund.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Oh, Carter, that's a good analogy. Just forgettable, nothing good, but doesn't matter, right? Because everybody would be like, oh, yeah, actually, Bob Backlund, you know, it's like, yeah, he's the most boring thing in the world.
Yeah, well, he was like the champ in the late 70s and stuff, but then he was in the early 90s for Flash in the Pan.
There. As a joke there, as a boring pick.
Yeah.
He played it
pretty well. I saw of the first 10 WrestleManias, only three main eventers are surviving to this day. Ted DiBiase from 4, Sergeant Slaughter from 7, and then Hitman, Bret the Hitman Hart.
And 10. I mean, Hitman's rough. I can't imagine being that miserable.
Bitter.
It's just like, at least go full, what's his name? The hockey player, Theo Fleury. Just go all in and have a purpose, Brett. Right now, you're just the sadness. Right now, Brett is just, he's the victim of the hitman. He's not putting the hit out, you know? The tables have turned on Brett. He's just
Hulk Hogan.
Sad guy.
Hulk Hogan's the Wayne Gretzky of wrestling. That's the analogy right there.
Oh, Carter.
A lot of roll
nicely
today.
Done. That's a good one.
For the casuals, sold his country.
That's Carter. It's so good. Scum. Gretzky scum. I'm cheering for Russian.
Gretzky's got his wine. Hulk Hogan has his real American beer. Oh. Yeah. Both Trumpers.
Both their daughters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hulk doesn't seem to... Hulk doesn't seem to have a relationship with his daughter anymore. Hasn't met his grandchildren there.
Oh, really?
No, they sort of estranged there 2 years ago. It looks like I was reading in the obituaries.
Well, he's pretty embarrassing.
True. Just going at the Republican National Convention, ripping off the shirt, throwing out all the one-liners. Serious stuff.
If you could right now be one of the Trump kids, would you? You could just wake up tomorrow and that's your life. No matter how good it is, like you'd have, like you have everything, anything. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be garbage.
Oh, you got to grift. You got to scam. They all work hard, scam and grifting.
Well, they have fun. Like they just make meme coins and say racist things. Like
Not Baron. You're talking Eric and Junior.
Sure.
Baron. Baron's kind of getting into the spotlight a little bit.
But yeah, I don't know if I would check. No, I'm good, man.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, not even remotely.
Junior's
which president's kids
day.
Would you want to be? Which Biden. Kid would you want to be?
I want to be Hunter Biden.
Oh, that's actually that's actually a fun choice.
Okay, to prostitute on the laptop.
But you yeah. want to be Hunter Biden, but you're Chelsea Clinton.
Aww.
Brent, who are you? Does Bernie Sanders have a kid?
Good question.
Which presidential kid would you be? Maybe
George
a
W. One Jeb. It's going to be Jeb.
No, yeah, maybe George Dub. W. Which one would I be?
Bill Clinton's brother.
You'd be Jeb?
Sure. You could be Bill Clinton's brother playing sax with him. Or
Bill has a brother?
Thought he had a troublemaking brother.
Oh, maybe. But which kid? Presidential kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'll be Bill Clinton's brother.
Probably have to be the energy of like a Trump Jr.
A Trump kid? Like
coked
Eric?
Up.
Eric? Coked up yeah. Eric? Or maybe I'm more of a Vance? I'm
Grifton.
Definitely not one of the Obama girls.
No. What would they be doing? Watching Netflix or
just good things, you know. Here I am not downloading a copy of Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore 2?
Perhaps.
I don't know about that one. My brother says he had to shut it off there.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're supposed to watch it tonight. Is it bad?
No, but the reviews are decent. So
here's the only thing that I know. Yeah. This is from a kid's thing of how it started. Do you know how they make Happy sad again? How he needs to get a golf comeback, right?
Yeah, he needs to be depressed and come back. Yeah, okay.
Do you know why he's depressed and doesn't golf anymore?
Let me
his wife? Ask.
Is it funny? Is it funny? Will I like it or will I hate it?
It's an Adam Sandler type of funny, I guess.
No, what is it? Tell me.
He hits a drive and kills his wife with a golf ball. So he's too sad to golf anymore.
That's funny.
That's really weird. Like
that was hilarious. Done. That's somewhere. That's I'm trying just, to figure out.
That's just funny, like, is what it is.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, no, but that's so like, dumb. It's funny.
I'm trying to think. Is that like Will Ferrell?
They can't actually think that's funny. They think it's so dumb that it's funny.
Isn't it like a Will Ferrell, like Blades of Glory, where like he cut off the head of his like figure skating partner by doing this
his forbidden move
or something? Yeah, yeah. It feels like that kind of. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Brent.
Hey.
Naked Gun. There seems to be hope. Generation. I laughed three times at the one part of the thing I saw, the preview.
Is the director from The Lonely Island. Like he's fine. He's good.
Yeah. Is it funny? Because it looks funny.
Oh. The Hall of is it the Hall of Dead Dads?
Yeah.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, no, that gets a respect out of me. The OJ that even if the rest of the movie's terrible, that gets a you know.
So this might be funny. Like it's just gonna be bad jokes for 2 hours, which I like. It might be good.
Boy, the reboot.
Seems like, it seems like he really cares about it, it seems.
Yeah, if there's like the Lonely Island people who are doing it should.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson care about really something. Cares. Like Liam Neeson seems to genuinely care about doing this.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been on a roll. This was my week of movie watching, so I saw two movies that were both actually good in their own ways.
Oh, I heard about the one you told me. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that one?
Eddington.
Yes, I want to watch that. Yes, I would turn.
Early, yeah, early COVID small town madness,
which just is a real town.
Dialed up to
be called.
Yeah, dialed up to a lot. But I think probably the best director since Tarantino, Ari Aster, Hereditary.
Yeah, he Midsommar. Was excellent on Chapo.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a 2-hour thing together. It's very okay. Good.
This movie feels very Chapo.
Yeah. Oh, you got to go back and listen to that.
Okay. Yeah, I think I do.
Must
is that
listen.
Is that movie playing in your movie theater, or did you go to Winnipeg for that?
I was in Winnipeg.
Okay, I was gonna say.
And it's just like this person. Just like I think that their whole thing for movies is taking the Nazi bar scene from Tarantino movie, like the most stress that you can add, and just do that for 2 hours of make situations that just keep going.
I can't wait to watch it.
And I also saw Superman.
Me too.
Which was actually, which is like just actually like
a good movie.
Almost made tear up a couple times just because it's just nice. Just like the best of that's, and I don't have, it's not like I have the history Carter will start talking about right away.
I bought 2 issues of Superman today.
You know, super powerful guy, but just wants to do good things, even if it's trying to do the best he can. It's nice.
You're on a roll.
And dumb. Yeah. It's nice and dumb.
I think you should watch Happy Gilmore because maybe it'll be good if you watch it.
But they both cared and but just they actually tried. Now movie theater.
Go watch Naked Gun and watch Happy Gilmore so that when I see them, they're good.
Okay.
Speaking of
Carter, wait. Just my movie theater madness though. Before seeing Eddington, in front of me and behind me in line. Two separate families, like the grandparents taking the grandkids out, hundreds of dollars flying. There is one person in front of me. I couldn't go to the robot because I hadn't eaten that day. I needed food. Oh, yes, 4 large combos, please.
Oh my gosh.
For all my grandkids. Like, then the woman leads, like, as soon as I order ticket, woman's leaning over my back, being like, I have 5 large popcorns. Like, just people living way beyond their
worst
means.
Life.
Way too much. And all the fun options are gone, though, from theater.
No, what are
unless
they?
You're in, oh, that's just, it's just popcorn. Like, all the restaurants have shut down. You can get popcorn, you can get nachos with a little cup of cheese or salsa, and that's it. And you'll like it. So I'm missing all my 20 different restaurants in there. I wanted a pizza. Just be a monster.
Bye,
we're getting a
popcorns.
Burrito place. We're getting a burrito place in town. I'm excited.
We've got one.
I don't know which one we're getting, but
guac.
We got a noodle box, and noodle box was great. You remember Earl's Kung Pao?
Yeah. No, I'm not an Earl's guy like
exactly
you.
Exactly that. It's exactly that. You can get exactly that.
No,
it's so good, Brent, and it's like $13 with like tons of vegetables. You can get like extra broccoli in it, and you just buy it. It's so big that I eat 2 meals out of it. That's probably the Zempic talking, but, you know. Still, it's great.
Speaking of Zempic and movie theater large popcorn, I noticed this in Florida there at the AMC. For a large caramel popcorn, how much calories do you think?
Oh, 1,300.
Double it.
Or 4,000.
Holy
2,550. It's bad.
Oh my
Everything is house-made caramel corn, 26-30. It's just but
there's, out of control. There's like a limit to like how much a body can take in a day, though.
Right? I think so. It's just so like,
you might as well just hit that, whatever it
is. Oh my god.
4,000,
oh my god.
Keep crushing. Okay.
There's worse. A cheddar crunch, large popcorn, 4,550 calories.
You are. Have they ever made one?
Holy moly.
A cheddar crunch.
What is that?
Like, cheddar corn's 3,800? Like, okay, how much sodium are you supposed to have a day? Like 1,500 milligrams? Which? This has got over 7,000.
This is the kidney stone quadruple bypass platter.
And over 3,000 calories from fat.
You're going to be
341 grams of fat.
Describe these for me. Popcorn coated in cheese and caramel? What am I getting?
Cheddar crunch. No idea. Like, you know, other stuff is pretty real. You could get chili for 110 calories. Okay. Go get that, man.
Freeze a Dr. Pepper, put it inside a stick of butter, coated in popcorn kernels, and then deep fry it somehow, and then trap the kernels with what? Something to keep the kernels in. You know, like, what's the fattest thing you could eat?
Matzo sticks.
Oh, what? Yeah.
What's in these things? Like, can you tell me, do you have a picture of what the crunch thing is? Can you describe even what that means? Is it popcorn?
Cheddar crunch.
Like, what does that even mean?
Hey, it looks like it's... Oh, well, AI's AI overview on Google is showing me a box of nachos. Of course.
Oh, man, okay. I got glitched AI today. I saw Doritos-flavored beef jerky. That's a glitch in the Matrix. That's not supposed to happen. There's just a pack of Doritos beef jerky. I'm like... somebody in a factory hallucinated, and now that's coming out on Walmart shelves. Those worlds shouldn't collide, right? That's too good.
Beef jerky is out of control.
Doritos, imagine Cool Ranch beef jerky. Oh my.
I think we got that last week on the way back from baseball.
Is that a real thing?
I think it's a mix. It's like Cool Ranch and nacho, but it was chicken jerky.
Oh. Imagine if they made turkey jerky.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But Doritos.
Doritos.
I need Doritos. Doritos.
Give me the old Dutch Arribas over Doritos. They're better.
Oh, Arribas are good.
They are, yeah.
I think they're Arriba's trying harder too. They're really dusty now.
Dry and dusty, powdery in a good way.
Yeah. Do you go red bag? Do you go orange bag? Oh, it's all about orange. The purple bag. Purple
orange bag is.
Oh, I like the red. Yeah, taco is the orange. It's good. But I think I like nacho the red.
Nacho's a little too fancy. Arriba, damn good nachos. And I still think right now the current champion is spicy ketchup Miss Vicky's.
Still?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. There's these ones called Arbutus tortilla chips that I think they only are in BC, though. They might give La Conchina a run for their money. And do you guys know what Mrs. Renfrew's hot sauce is?
No.
I'm sure she's a racist lady from Texas, but that, if you could find Mrs. Renfrew's mango habanero.
Oh, I thought green is solid. Has a little
find
burn.
Mango habanero, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing I've ever. Oh, it's like, it hurts and it's so good. And it's just the right amount of sweet and the too much heat, but in a good way. Oh, it's so good.
Barbecue sauce from Alberta, Cattle Boys with a Z. It's expensive, but it's at your co-op grocery aisle. It's good stuff.
Look at this. Picks summer picks. This is the summer jams. Speaking of which, I played in Lund last night. Big gig with the reggae ska band. Lund, BC, the hippie capital of Canada.
No way.
Where all the draft dodgers.
More so than here. Ottawa with all those liberals.
No, this is where all the draft dodgers fled the war. They ran into the bush as far as the road would go, and they created Lund, this little coastal town, and they didn't know how to live out there because they had no skills. They were all from California. They all were college kids, and they ran away. They lived in Lund and created.
So American draft dodgers.
Yeah, they created a hippie commune amongst the logging industry, and it became a really, really weird redneck hippie town. They called them rippies.
Okay,
it's a thing here, a rippie.
Because I was in Riding Mountain reading some history there at the Visitor's Lodge, and I knew about Ed Stozek always talking about the Nazi POW. There was
in a bad Canadian, way.
Yeah. The Canadian POW.
Gotta clarify again. We're at Thousand Still Boys.
There was a draft dodger for Canadians. So they were the ones doing all the road allowance, clearing room for the highways up there in Riding Mountain. They'd have to work from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock, I think, every day. So, yeah, I don't know. War or clearing trees up at Riding Mountain? Tough call.
No DEET. Oh, they would have DEETed them up back then. That would have been industrial grade DEET.
Yeah.
They would have been growing ears out of their face. But yeah, Lund played with my reggae band, which was very funny because I don't know anything about it, but we're finally a band now. So it was great. Maybe one of the worst starts ever where the singer like tripped and like hit the mic. It was brilliant. It was like so bad. It was comically bad. Maybe the worst start to a band ever, followed by a really good gig. So it was pretty funny. We all had a good laugh. But the first 1 minute on stage was about as bad as you can get unless... I don't know. It was bad, but we had a crazy crowd and people danced all night, so it was cool. But that's
hippie
neat. Now I'm going back to Manitoba for a couple of little gigs and seeing some friends.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry Jam?
Yeah, and then a couple shows.
Okay, I want you to make sure that you go to a co-op gas station and look at the wall of beef jerky.
Oh, yes.
I think you're in for culture shock.
Oh, I'm in. I'm so excited.
You don't know how rich and how fancy it is.
How good beef jerky can be.
Just how much.
Wow.
You have no
There's
idea.
So much constipation. It's just a wall of constipation. It's just no fiber. Oh, I'm man. Scared. We had our big Strata meeting.
Where, what's your role?
We're WrestleMania 7 or whatever engagement we're in now.
Are you head of the Strata?
No, I'm on the board, but the owner, the shady guy that sold us the house.
Yeah.
He now got possession of all the houses behind us that he built because there's another phase. No, but he agrees with us. So now he gets to vote for every single house in the entire building. So he just could come in and like overrule the other building. And it's very funny. So the tables have turned and now like we've got a majority to do what we want and separate. But this is irrelevant. The best thing is, from a funny point, is like I wasn't the president this year, so I was the vice. So she booked the hall. She booked the meeting room. It was the library. And we go to the library and there's construction. So they put us in the meeting room, and I'm telling you, the meeting room is about as big as my medium bedroom. Like, it was such a tiny room, and it was a 2.5 hour screaming argument, basically, from everyone. So there was 25 to 30 people in a room as big as your bedroom. All in chairs with trying to do a projector, and the projector was so bright in this tiny room, and the fluorescent lights were so bright, and it was all white with a really high ceiling. So we were in this long, narrow room, all screaming at each other for 2.5 hours. Oh. It was so insane. It was like comic. I thought it maybe it was like a Nathan for You joke or something. I was like, is this real? Like, who did this? Who puts a Stratomania in? Like, I'm like, where's the camera? This can't actually be happening because there was so much rage in this little room. I wasn't even the only one screaming. Tiny room, Brent. I thought of you. You would love it. You would laugh. Just tiny, tiny room, and so angry. I'm sitting next to people that are.
What was the sitting? Was it a? Were people sitting along the walls in a square or in a?
So there was about 5 rows of theater style seating.
Ooh.
Maybe no, 3 rows of theater style ceiling, and then 2 tables, like picnic tables, that we had to fold down and then do like sideways along the wall that way. So it was like 3 rows and then 2 rows and 2 rows facing each other, all everybody kind of facing the middle, and then the projector blasting in most of our faces if you were sitting on the sides. So like we were all getting blasted with the projector because our faces were like in the shot and we couldn't turn it off, so it was a blue screen for most of the time, and then bright white light. It was so good, Brett. It was so funny. And I was so angry, but I was laughing to myself the whole time about how funny this was. I just like, and everybody was like next to each other and cursing each other out. And our property manager that we hired got mad at us. Oh, it was bad. It was so funny. It was a 10 out of 10 comedy.
Are you flying Air Canada to Oasis? With their strikes that are starting?
Oh, no! I think I am, yeah.
Ooh.
Me and Brent are going WestJet.
Yeah, so we're not going to make it? Go,
looks like I'm going to Oasis.
Mm. Ooh, with your ticket. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll bring Wilder. He listened to Wonderwall in the car 2 days ago. He's like, I like this song.
Or legit? Should I be worried?
Strike time starts August 16th. You can investigate yourself.
Oh, they'll like, it'll be 3 days max.
Like on a 1 to 10 scale, Carter, how worried should I be?
I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
Okay, so a 4. I'm gonna be a 4 right now. I'll keep you updated. A 4. What's a 4 on the Oasis scale?
Some might say.
Oh, get out of here. What, a 4 out of 5?
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, that's a good song. Thinking of something came in my mind. Oh, the Nigerian, not the coffin dancers, Brent.
Oh, yeah, miss those
not
guys.
My friends. These guys should maybe do a video for them, though. Have you heard about the Nigerian parachute, like, military people?
Paratroopers?
I saw a quick highlight of them randomly
like some
dropping.
Of the things that have gone wrong with their drills in cities, and, like, not just the parachuters. Like, it's been, like, 3 times they've done things that were so stupid in public places, and then it's gone so badly. But yeah, the really crazy one, Carter, is basically they should have a picture of them up in the plane and then cut to the coffin dancers. And then they jump out of the plane. And the next thing is their parachutes don't really work. They're in suburban areas.
Like, is there a worse one? Land. My starting point is they're coming in really hot sideways into a parking lot.
Into the ground. And then one hits a car. One, they can't control their landing, Carter. They're just flying into the ground like at 30 kilometers an hour, hitting cars, hitting buildings, hitting trees, and they can't get up. Like, they're just dead. They just smash into the ground in the middle of town. It's so crazy. It's like you're maybe watching people die. Like, it's so. When you hit something and it doesn't move like a car, you go from literally like you're not going to move the whole car.
Yeah, almost free falling.
If you hit the ground, you'll drag on the ground. But if you hit the car, you stop 100%. Your body just breaks. He dead. Oof. Yeah. But they had a couple other training drills, apparently, that were just disasters. And then they were trying to do, like, robbery prevention practice, so they went and fake robbed things, but the people in the town didn't know it was fake. They were trying to simulate. Oh, it's just, like, insane.
Yeah, the paratroopers. The paratroopers looks like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Like,
terrifying. Yeah,
something's gone weird and wrong.
Like a disease that makes you kill yourself by jumping out of a plane or something.
Happening.
When you're in the air, a parasite jumps in your face and makes you hard land instead. It's like an airborne parasite.
Yeah. Like, it's also just like, was I dreaming? Because that's just nightmare, right? Like jumping accidentally and flying way too high, or just completely falling out of control and knowing you're going to smash into something. Hung up on a telephone pole. I tried to go to my cult gym, like my yearly visit when I was in city. But no more.
It was closed down.
Day pass. $50.
What? Oh my god.
Love it.
Seriously.
Love it for you. I love that what for is... you. You should do it. Pay for it. Pay for it every time, Brent. Once a year, you gotta pay the fee. Go do it.
They don't even know how to ring it up. No one's ever done it.
Do it. Do it.
Get in the sauna.
Spend $50. They'll just be like, actually, just keep it. We've never actually, nobody's ever spent $50 for a day here, ever.
Just for an, yes. Oh, my one last thing from my time there. So just had some time to do some reading. Grabbed a library book. Random sci-fi series. Trevor, you should study this one just for like, if you're English teaching. It is just... I don't think it was the point of the author, but there's no friction in the story. It's just like...
Everything goes easy.
Yeah. It starts off rough. Like, it's basically a boat story, but sci-fi. So a kid's on some planet, and his mom dies, and he's 18. So he's going to go to university because she worked there, but now he can't. He can't afford to live there. So his only hope is he gets onto some spaceship.
Program, yeah.
But it's not a warship. It's like a trading ship. So he starts off in the kitchen. And then he just does good work there and makes friends. And then studies and takes tests and moves up the ranks slowly. And everyone likes him.
Better and then...
And that's it. And nothing really bad happens to anyone. Like, there's a long thing about how he makes coffee better because his mom liked coffee. So he cleans the urns and then sets it up fancy and makes it, and everyone loves his coffee. But then the head cook is like, okay, we're about to go into warp. Make sure you tie those down. You're like, oh, the kid's going to break the machines and everyone's going to hate him. But nope.
Just another thing just goes well.
Yeah, he another just ties up. Day. He just ties up the machines, and there's no mechanical problems. Just everything's good, and that's the whole. It's like a 6-book series.
Oh my gosh!
And by the names of all the books, he eventually becomes owner of one of these corporations. It's like a simple person somehow. Yeah, it's.
Just reading for boring people.
Yeah, but they're kind of likable.
Are they? Is it giving any kind of morals?
Hard work pays off in the...
Well, that's a lot. What a load of...
Just go be happy on a boat. As long as you're not going into the Arctic boat life, yeah. Maybe old-timey boat life, if you don't have much going on, wouldn't be the worst option. Go to ports around the world, Get out of London.
It always seems like something eventually goes really bad with Boat. You can have Boat. Boat can be good for a while. And there's never... It never ends not really bad somehow for one of the people with Boat. And then you meet the person. Oh, we used to have a boat. My partner and I, that's dead. It's always like my dead partner if they're not on a boat, because otherwise they're on a boat until something really bad happens. Either a disease, a sickness, a storm, a robbing.
Yeah. I really want to know what the life of the sailors who kept going to the Arctic to try and get stuck for 2 years at a time to find a Northwest Passage. What were they getting away from? Or how bad was... How rough was London? I was like, yeah, I'll go do that. Again. Last time we were stuck in the ice for 18 months, but...
Oh my, yeah. There was no hope. Like, why? Who? What? What's the other... Yeah.
It's... Yeah, that's the question.
It was like more like you were a mosquito, just had a short lifespan, and then you died. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the major change. Yes. How everyone talks about angry young men now, but throughout history, only 40% of men have had...
We're all going to die jumping up grain elevators.
Yeah, only 40% of men made it.
Now, not
the rest died dumb.
Oh, I could see. Yeah, we wouldn't make it. You guys would make it. I'm going to die dumb.
Trevor, did you already see my updates today about what the Hellmouth I found in Portage?
No.
I love it.
There is a parking lot. On one side of the parking lot, you've got your KFC.
Yeah.
Do you know what's on the other side?
Is it a 7-Eleven?
Or a 7-Eleven.
Oh my!
There's Chester Fried blending with KFC.
Whoa. I'm going. I'm going to be through there in 1, 2, 3, 4 days, you will see me in Portage at that location for a smell test. I'm getting Lisa to film. Portage, I'm going to get a Slurpee for $2.25. That is disgustingly amazing.
Yeah, Chester Fried
Spice. I'm going to get a big crunch. And a Chester Fried sack of wedges.
Bob.
Imagine going and getting some Chester Fried wedges.
Mm-hmm.
With some blue cheese dip. Maybe a chicken skewer if they look fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get one, a kebab, because the kebabs are okay. They're just basically a corn dog. And then you get... A spicy big crunch with
could you turn
bun.
Yeah. Could you turn
what's your beverage?
The chest a mixed.
Oh, witch's brew, like just mix it everything together
witch's
from
brew.
The fountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, be
is there
so
an
good.
Ultimate
I'm gonna do it. I crapped my pants before I left the parking lot.
Could you turn Sev wedges into the bun of a big crunch?
Oh. Now you're thinking.
Sev crunch. Oh my God. Sev crunch.
Oh. Lisa's not going to like this.
I'm looking up here. The Sev Crunch has 3,600 calories.
Yeah. This is a cheese bomb buster parfait or whatever. Man, what's the thing they have at Dairy Queen? The Superman cookie batter cake dough birthday blizzard.
Sounds good.
Ooh, it's good, let me tell you. That's my dinner for the whole day. Oh, a Sev Crunch. That's insane. That's madness. That's absolute, Chris. I can't believe there's a fucking seven. That's unbelievable. That is the fucking center of trash. Just fucking all the best, worst people come out of there. They just spawn out. Out of from the vent they come in to the vent they go with. Oh, Carter, we gotta stop. I can't breathe. Oh, I'm going there. I'm Sev, so going. Yeah.
Hellmouth of Port of Safari.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, so Carter, I think I fly to... I think I'll be in Dauphin Thursday.
Ooh, that's my street fair day.
Holy sh!
I will also be in Dauphin Thursday.
What it's my 40th birthday on Thursday.
Holy shit. Absolute, Chris. Okay.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? It's your 40th birthday and we're all there?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to pretend right now that Brent and I are just great friends. And we've secretly planned this.
Planned this, yeah.
Brent, should we just lie to him and say that we did?
Just surprise.
Yeah, surprise. it took so much planning with our significant others. No, that's insane. That's great. And it's the street fair. And it's your...
Why are we going to Toronto to see each other? We're just seeing each other.
Event 7-Eleven KFC of your life spawn moment. This is peak prime you. We could go to the community.
I've never been to the Comm. And last Thursday, I was invited out to the Comm. I've never been.
Well, you got to go on the street fair.
Yeah.
That's the night when all of the old people come out. Do you know that? Carter,
you've wished me a happy birthday from the street fair stage before.
No. In the community, though. It's different.
The community bar. Okay.
Oh, no. So in, like, the Ukrainians in town, if they're, like, old, like 70, 80, 90, they put on their Ukrainian shirt with the embroidery and the whole thing, and they go to the community and get... like European pub wasted and dance all night. And they're old and they go hard. And then they never go back there again. It's the one night of the year and they've been doing it. It's just the thing that everyone has ever done for the beginning of Ukrainians in the area. The community on the street fair night is where all the old people come and dress up and dance. And it's like, it is so insane. It's like you're in rural Ukraine. It's 50 years ago. It's so bizarre. Nice. It's like Trombola Cross of Freedom Revival. That's my new band name. Trombola Triangle Revival. Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, Thursday night. We're going to do something.
I'm landing in Manitoba at, like, I think 11 in the morning. So we'll drive in.
Do supper with the family, then go out with you guys at night?
Yeah, we'll just get into time. I'll see my mom, and then I thought we'd be partying at Marge's, but it's the street fair and your birthday. What is Levi playing?
No. I got the schedule right here.
Can I play? Where? Carter, you could have a real Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You could be the other guy.
They were
good guy. Cameron.
No, Cameron.
Cameron rules.
Stuart was Alan Ruck's character's name on Spin City.
What's Obsolete doing for the street fair?
I was there last night with Nature Boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
How is he alive, not Barney?
What's Mr. Boy? I know, Rick's one of the last.
He's going to be...